In the first place, every member of the United Nations is legally and morally bound by the Charter to keep the peace. More specifically, every member is bound to refrain in its international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. In the second place, I remind you that 23 members of the United Nations have bound themselves by the Charter of the Nuremberg Tribunal to the principle that planning, initiating, or waging a war of aggression is a crime against humanity, for which individuals as well as states shall be tried before the bar of international justice. The basic principles upon which we are agreed go far, but not far enough, in removing the fear of war from the world. There must be agreement upon a positive, constructive course of action as well. The peoples of the world know that there can be no real peace unless it is a peace for justice for all. Justice for small nations and for large nations, and justice for individuals without distinction as to race, creed, or color. A peace that will advance, not retard, the attainment of the four freedoms. We shall attain freedom from fear when every act of every nation in its dealings with every other nation brings closer to realization the other freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom from want. Along this path, we can find justice for all, without distinction between the strong and the weak among nations, and without discrimination among individuals. After the peace has been made, I am convinced that the United Nations can and will prevent war between nations and remove the fear of war that distracts the people of the world and interferes with their progress toward a better life. The war has left many parts of the world in turmoil. Differences have arisen among the Allies. It will not help us to pretend that this is not the case, but it is not necessary to exaggerate those differences. For my part, I believe there is no difference of interest that need stand in the way of settling these problems, and settling them in accordance with the principles of the United Nations Charter. Above all, we must not permit differences in economic and social systems to stand in the way of peace, either now or in the future. To permit the United Nations to be broken into irreconcilable parts by different political philosophies would be disaster to the world. So far as Germany and Japan are concerned, the United States is resolved that neither shall again become a cause for war. We shall continue to seek agreement upon peace terms which ensure both Germany and Japan remain disarmed, that Nazi influence in Germany be destroyed, and that the power of the warlords in Japan be eliminated forever.